What's going down, podcast listener? Welcome back to the Symbiosis Now podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro, and I'm the host of the show. And on this show, we like to have good conversations. We like to share stories that often resonate with the listener's ears. We're trying to bring people together, folks. We're trying to stimulate conversations. We're trying to inspire you to go have your own conversations over here on this podcast. So I hope you're down for the ride, because we have a very special guest today. Carlos Celaya Zavala. He is the sole proprietor of Celaya & Sons Lawn Care. And he's the fucking dude if you're looking to lay some sod, if you know what I mean. Metaphorically and literally. And every now and then he'll come into the hardware store that I work at looking for sprinkler parts and yada yada. And we'll have good conversations. And I said, hey man, you're way too cool to be on my podcast, but please come on my podcast. And he was down. So here we are. And we're going to see where the conversation takes us, folks. But before we do that, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and do all that fancy-ass shit that you do online with your thumb, basically. Do all that, you know, before we get going here. And without further ado, let us journey into the yonder of conversation with Carlos Celaya on the Symbiosis Now podcast.
Yeah, man, we're just chilling with my folks, man, you know what I mean? Having a little fun while we're taking a little 15, 20-minute break from the Ujo.
Right?
What?
The Symbiosis Now podcast?
No, it's right there. At symbiosisnow.podcast.
Damn, why is there so many that popped up?
And you can see how it's spelled right there. Like, I don't know. There's probably more Symbiosis fucking Instagrams than there are podcasts. Like, titled after it. It's usually a segment piece on someone's fucking bullshit biological podcast. Nah, I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying, you know.
No, the only one that it is. It's this one. It's the Symbiosis
Now podcast. But on Instagram, yeah, it's like the actual handle. My bad. Yeah, you could just look that up. Yeah, too. My bad.
What the fuck?
I feel like it makes it simple. Yours? What the fuck, Carlos? Your Instagram is hella hard to find.
Is it?
The fuck is it?
Celaya. It's my laundry. No, it's just. Oh no, mine is Car Sells Ob X.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's what Instagram gave me. Okay. So I just kind of fucking roll with it.
Okay, that's
you
what's
know
up.
What I'm saying?
It's auto-generated.
Oh, okay.
Right? Got is that it. What you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so.
That's tight.
All right, this is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
I like you.
All right, I like
I'm
you
glad
too.
To have you here, bro.
I know.
I really am.
I'm pretty
fucking stoked.
I'm pretty excited, a little nervous, but we'll get through it.
No, dude, what the fuck, man?
We'll get through it.
But yeah, we got the Instagram going hard.
Okay.
You know, Symbiosis, though, you were like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so like it basically in organisms it is like essentially kind of describing dependency,
okay.
But to what degree of dependency it's categorized also,
okay.
Like further. But symbiosis essentially is kind of like the classic example that I like to use, like a dog and human, how like you need it, like a dog loves man. Like it's kind of weird, but that's just kind of generally how it is,
uh-huh.
Because we've had this relationship for so long, we've actually needed each other. Like it's not just like an exaggeration, you know what I mean? It's real. It's like actually the real shit. And like having another creature need you is kind of everything. And when you talk about it like psychologically, we need ideas to keep us going. We need each other more than we ever think about it. Like it sounds dumb, right? But for real terms, you go into a hardware store because you need some parts and shit to finish your landscaping job or whatever, bro. Mm-hmm. And then I'm there and I'm just this guy. Like, and you kind of need me, but you don't. But, like, you need me to, like, be the liaison of making shit happen,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Okay.
And it's kind of psychological, right? Because
right.
we have to have conversations.
Right.
We have to actually carry out business together
right.
and make a deal,
mm-hmm.
You know? It's like a shark, and it has that little feeder fish on the side of it
okay.
that cleans its shit.
Right.
Why the fuck is it there? It's there, and they need each other,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they got a relationship. They're cool. They're happy with what
mm-hmm.
they got. Just like a dog and human, how the dog loves having the scrap food and the bones on the side to go bury and shit
okay.
because the human can't eat it, you know? It's kind of weird, right? Like, well, we need each other. Plants, that's when it really hit me back in college, bro, a couple years ago. I went back to school and I started taking like a soils class, right? We glossed over this idea of symbiosis when we're talking about soils and shit. And soils basically are, yeah, a bunch of matter, but it's also a lot of biological organisms inside that matter, making it this like chemical, beautiful ecosystem of
like literally like an economy, but a system like that feeds itself. It's not about money. Maybe to them it's about like, you know, carrying on the job and life and shit, but like they feed each other. So plants often connect in the root, like in their root zone, they often have a lot of microbial activity. That could be good ones, it could be bad ones. There could be nematodes are like a bad organism that could like somehow infect the root and like carry diseases and fuck up the fucking plant, right? Okay. But there's also like good bacteria like rhizobia and shit that like connects, or like mycorrhiza is the one that people always talk about when they talk about soil. And it's this like fungal network that connects the roots of plants to the soil. It's like the medium in between, and it actually mines nutrients from the soil that what the plant cannot do on its own without it. So there's like literally like, hey, we need you, bro, you know. And mycorrhiza is like, oh dude, I got you, this is what I do. And then they team up.
Yeah.
they're friends, and they literally help their shit flow. They make business happen. They make basically the mycorrhiza actually mines for nutrients that plants need, gives it to those plants. Literally, this is how they describe it in science and shit. Gives it to the plant through the root system, and the root kicks off like a little bit of exudates, which is usually like sugars that that organism, that fungus, eats. So like they're literally trading resources that without each other wouldn't be able to create those resources almost.
That's very interesting.
That's where life is all at, right? Yeah. We need food and we need these things to happen, you know? So I like to take it to another level with the Symbiosis Now podcast, because it's like, holy shit, like, we're so interconnected. It's crazy, bro. Like, but we like to act like we're all our own person, right? I like to be my own Tyler Colombaro, but like, bro, like, without me, like, who am I? I mean, without everyone else, who am I? That's what I meant to say, you know?
Well, you wouldn't have this.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have listeners to listen to it if I, you know, I'm the one talking right now, but like usually I like to listen, right? And then if I didn't have listeners listening to the podcast, it would be nothing, you know? So it could be like, oh yeah, well, everything's about me, but not really, because the world's like much bigger than that, you know? And when you look subterranean, like underneath the soil, there's a whole ecosystem of shit going on, you know? It's like in that fucking Men in Black, when they open the locker and there's like an alien universe in there and shit. But that's like underneath the soil, bro. Like they're right there. The aliens are right there, like, you know.
That's crazy. The way that you put everything into perspective, I wouldn't have really thought of all that, you know. Like we all do need each other.
But you do, kind of, because I feel like you do work that has to do with plants.
Yeah.
And managing the right plants for the right ecosystem, right? So because you have to know how much water they need and what kind of system you're going to put on it, all that kind of stuff, being a landscaper, right? So you do understand some of that, for
sure.
Inadvertently.
Yeah, I understand it. But the way that you put it into perspective of, you know, how we all need each other in a sense, and you wouldn't really think that, you know what I mean? Like, the example that you give of me going into Ace, you know, and talking to you guys, and I do need you guys, you know what I mean?
Because
if I go in there, I could be in there for 45 minutes trying to find something that I could be like, boom, hey, where's this at? And boom, and then, you know, the conversations and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, you know?
And, like, of course, we could, like, not help you that much, and we get paid the same.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, sadly. But that's not what we do. Like, and that's not what men do usually, or people do. You usually kind of try to be like, hey, man, if we're kind of just trying to do the same thing, let's make it happen. Okay. This is my job. That is his job.
But
we're
gonna link up. Also, you know? It also depends where you go.
True.
You know what I mean?
You're shopping for, and what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, because you could go to Home Depot.
For sure.
And come across 30 people and not one of them give a fuck about what you want.
Do you ever ask them?
No, yeah, for sure.
What do you say?
But, hey,
excuse me. In Home Depot.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for da-da-da-da-da, right? And they'll be like, oh, it's in aisle whatever. And I'm like, okay. Like, not like you. You could be like, hey, what's up, Tyler? Oh, what's up? Where's this at? Come on, Carlos. I'll show you. You know
or
what
I
mean?
Or it could be like, it's in aisle 20 on the right, but I'll be like, and they'll look around. I'll be like, it's right over there.
But not
and
just
then they
that.
Can, like, see it physically. Versus, like, Home Depot, it's like, wait, you're, like, looking hella far away. You're like, where the fuck is that at?
Not just that, though. You'll see if a person is struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, okay, boom. They could pass by you. You've passed by them three times, and they don't care. You know what I mean? They're just still doing whatever they have to do. You know what I mean? There's not a deep conversation as to, hey, what's up, Carlos? What are you going to do with this?
Okay, so that's a direct correlation between big box store and, like, small business. So, like, what other small business, like, hardware store do you go to then that, like, actually...
I go to Dinuba Lumber.
And so it's like that too, though, right? Like, they got customer service and shit. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when I go to Dinuba Lumber, I'm, like, renting equipment.
Oh, yeah, they got equipment, yeah, bro. That's so, what's up. Shout out to Dinuba Lumber out there.
Yeah, yeah, so when I go in there, they're cool.
I've never been in there, but I've seen their fucking rental yard and shit.
Yeah, sure. No, they're cool. The rental department, they're cool. Yeah. But, like, customer service, it's not like Reedley. Like,
that's right, guys, Golden Valley Ace, you know, Hardware, shout out right
but,
there.
Like, it ain't like that, you know what I mean? I don't take no donuts to Dinuba Lumber, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's true, folks. He brought donuts.
Yeah, so. It's cool. It's a whole different... environment, you know, you walk in and it's almost like family, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows, about. Like, Christian's my boy, you know what I mean? Like, always, you know, I've gone in there, I think he's been working there longer than you have, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah, bro. So, what the fuck? So, yeah, like, he's been there since the beginning,
yeah.
Bro.
So, every time that I've ever gone in there, Christian's, and he's always made it like a very, like, he makes you feel important,
he does,
you know what I mean? He doesn't, like, what do you need?
Well, it's also because of who you are. And everyone comes at the situation a little different, right? Some people are real shitty, Carlos, in the world. In a retail job, like a customer. Like, it's kind of wild because I'm a nice customer, bro. And maybe it's because I worked on both sides of the fucking field.
You told me that.
But, man, I'll tell you what. Some people are like, they're not having a good day. They don't bat an eyelash. Mm. And literally, like, wanting to escalate a scenario when it's like, wait, what? Like, how did this happen? And sometimes I literally am like, I don't even know what to say. So I just am like, whatever, man. I'll just take it. Right. But most of the time, like, you could de-escalate shit. But you're pretty cool. So we're like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, it's a little different. Some people are really difficult. Some people are really nice. Sometimes you just got to fucking act like it's all good, even if they're being a total cunt.
Yeah.
I said it. Even if they're being a total cunt. You just got to be like, hey, man, it's all good, you know?
Yeah.
I understand you're having a bad day. We're going to make this pay for you. And we're going to make it right. Don't you worry. You know? You got to make it like that sometimes. And it's because you carry out business. And there's a relationship there that's deeper than just me working in a place, making money. Yes, but, like, I'm filling a niche in the world. And, like, no offense, like, how else would this lady that was hella mad a second ago get the key cut that she needed cut?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it weren't for that person that filled that role, she wouldn't have another key. And there'd be no money to pay for it because no one would make it. So there'd be nothing. There'd be nothing to even think about there, right? Why would we even think about it if no one could cut a key for someone? So it sounds dumb, but everyone feels their niche. Everyone's got their own job. Everyone feels purpose in their different way. And sometimes we're all just trying to make money. Let's be real, you know. I work at service industries. We're all just trying to metaphorically suck the right dick to make some good cash. You know what I mean? And we suck at it sometimes, literally, you know.
Yeah, the whole working for somebody, I can't.
You don't like it, huh?
No.
See, Carlos here, he's got his own shit. He's got his own business.
I just started.
But he's been around. It's not that he just started, like, out of nowhere in his own shit. You've been working with other people for some time.
Yeah. I've been in the landscape for biz for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I've always loved it. It's always been a part of me, you know? But the whole working for somebody, working for a big company and stuff... I used to work at Producer's Dairy. Shout out to Producer's Dairy.
Shout out.
Fuck you guys. You know what I mean? It just sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst time of my life. Working 18, 19, 20, 21 hours. I worked 21 hours on my birthday, right?
Mm.
After I got home from Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan.
What the fuck? Check this out. No, wait, hold up. Wait a minute. You're like, I had to work 23 hours on my birthday, and right after I got home from being in war in Afghanistan,
dude,
what is this place?
Months, like,
where is this place?
Like, months.
Sue these people.
It was horrible, dude. You know, and at the time I was on probation, so it's like you could call in and be like, oh, you know, I don't want to work. No, you
or
gotta
leave early.
Yeah, you gotta suck it up and do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Like, I knew the goals of wanting to, like, a family, wanting a house, getting married, this and that. So you have to suck it up, you know, and do what you got to do.
You're the fucking man, but...
But, bro, let me tell you.
Bro, heavy on the R.
Fucking suck, you know?
I bet.
And then not just that, like, you work those hours and then you get called back 3 hours later. And they're like, hey, can you come back in? Like, what do you mean? Like, I just...
You're all sleeping? You're like, what?
No, dude, and that's how it was. I did that job for... Almost 5 years.
To mentally do that, that must have been hard.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fucking sucked.
Were you a different person at the time? Very Did you get different. More tattoos then than ever?
No, I was real angry. Like, yeah. I was a really angry Did you person. Did
the gym more than ever?
No, I drank a lot. I was going, I would fucking pound a 12 pack at work.
Of what kind of beer?
Oh, man. Corona, Modelo.
Whatever.
Fucking whatever.
Whatever was cheap that day?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Up, whatever the boys wanted to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, so it wasn't just you. Oh, hell so you no, had, bro. You had accomplices here.
Everybody in that motherfucker was drinking. If they weren't drinking, they were doing something else. You know what I mean?
So what kind of labor was this? Dairy work?
Yeah, dairy work. What the fuck was that warehouse.
Okay, what was that like?
So
forklift?
Well, you did forklift, you did draglining, you did picking orders and stuff. You know, you were in the ice box, you were in the cold box. So
thick ass jacket on and shit?
I mean, sweaters and vests and shit, you know? I mean, you get hot, bro, working like a monkey. Because you're going hard. Yeah, bro. Yeah. You know, so it was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and then...
All drunk it and was, shit.
Yeah, that's the only way you could cope. Listen to me, man.
No, it was I want to hear it.
Only way you could cope. Dealing with dudes that just wanted to suck dick... To get to the top,
right? Metaphorically, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know, man.
I hope.
But, yeah, we hope. But it just sucked, dude. Like, you know, you're trying to be a man and you're trying to go about your business and you see these dudes that would be bitching and this and that, but yet they'd go and ask the boss, like, hey, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for lunch? Or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and you're like, what the fuck? I could stay 16, 18 hours, but this motherfucker gets to go home at 8. You know what I mean? Because he bought you lunch. Like, that's the shit that you had to deal with on a regular basis. Or people so like...
favoritism.
Oh, dude, like a motherfucker.
Bureaucratic
bro.
Bullshit.
Like, yeah. Like, no other.
This is what brings you milk, folks. This is the process and labor that people put in to bring you milk to your grocery store, the local Central Valley.
Yeah, you guys better be checking that fucking milk.
Yeah.
Shake the bottle. Squeeze it. If something comes out, throw it away. Always get the newest code date. Don't be lazy and just grab for a jug of milk. Look at the code dates.
For sure. All right, bro.
So, and most of the time it'll tell you, like, if it was made during the day or during the night, get it made during the day. Don't get it made during the night. A lot of the people on that are pretty fucking shady. So
it sounds like, too, like, sometimes don't just choose producers. Choose a little higher. Well, a little higher end because maybe they do pay their employees better at that fucking other business.
But so producers actually does... Just about every milk. Vallarta, Great Value.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, they produce everything.
That's right.
Producers, bro. You know what I mean?
They're producers. They're just like, slap your label on it.
Just
we'll
go
make
a,
it.
Do a, the what is it called? The Rosa milk?
Rosa Brothers.
Yeah, Rosa Brothers.
Yeah. From Hanford.
Yeah, just stick with that milk.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hey, they got chocolate milk. Fuck it.
And it's in glass, like old school.
Yeah, and you return it, like old school.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The milkman doesn't come, though. No. The milkman doesn't
that
literally come.
That shit's not made with powder. It can't be. Oh, I'm not supposed. Yeah. Anyways,
what do you mean?
Nothing.
Powder?
So I don't know. No, that's real milk. It has to be real milk.
You mean producers is just
powder? I don't know, man.
Is that what you're suggesting? No, you're just suggesting it, right?
Not
you're not saying it was,
it,
but
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, shout out to producers.
Fuck.
Yeah. So and you know,
hey,
what I mean?
To give it, context, producers is like that milk you find in the grocery store in the Central Valley.
Yeah.
Like that's the fucking milk from a cow that you find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest.
It's like everywhere.
You know,
had that shit at Big Lots, bro. What the fuck?
They have
that
shit
everywhere.
They have it at the 99 cent store.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Cheap, cheap.
Yeah, so
cheap, cheap.
What you could get at 99 cent store, and pay like what 2 times less. You go to Walmart and you're like, oh, Great Value, and this is it's the same shit.
And then picture that jug of milk as you pull it out of the fucking cooler at the grocery store, and then you go, oh, wait, I wonder what it took to make this jug get here. And you picture Carlos right there just hating his fucking life, working a shitty job for way too many hours a day on his fucking birthday after coming back from fighting war in a fucking foreign country. Yeah. And we're just going to be like, hey, man, get back to work. Get some sleep. Man, dude, get back to work in like 6 hours. Yeah. What the fuck is this world? We can't do this to each other, people. For what? 10 cents off that jug of milk.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here, man? Like, what
shit,
is this?
Man. Yeah, yeah. No, it's
and they're like, sorry. No, bonus this season. Not enough people bought milk. Like, what?
No, there was no bonuses and all that. No. I mean, you would think. So you would think, right? Like, that it
would be booming, bro.
Bro, I mean, they make. See, then that's the thing. Like, the way that they run business is smart because they start you off at a good rate.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, fuck yeah, I'm making it. you know, like making $19 an hour starting off, and this is
back in the day too. It was worth more. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, fuck yeah, like this is not bad. All the overtime you want, you get to the point where you're like, fuck overtime. Like,
yeah.
You're looking towards an 8-hour, like,
I gotta get a different job, dude, like, type of shit. Like,
dude, yeah, no.
Like, I can't work this many hours, I would imagine. Because I'm exhausted, bro. I work at a hardware store, and then I work at a bar. And then, like, on certain days, that adds up to be, like, I don't know, like, 20 hours or something. No, I don't know. Maybe not that many. Like, 15, 16 hours, right? And to me, by then, I'm fucking done, son. And I've been up since 4. And then I'll stay up to, like, 1. Or I'll get off at 1, and then I'll go to bed at, like, 2 in the morning. And I'll wake up at, like, 5 and do it all again.
Okay.
You know, that shit's wild. But, like, you were fucking working on a dairy. Okay. For more than hours that you should even literally be awake for.
Now, put this into perspective. I was doing that, and then I would go to my VA appointments that I'd have to sleep in my car in, because you can't miss no VA appointments, right?
Yeah.
And I was going to school at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was, like, not sleeping. I was fucking tired all the time. I was grouchy all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it sucked, you know? But you had to.
Did you go into debt over it, bro? Did you go into debt over it? Did you take out student loans?
No, I didn't.
You're the man. Well,
because, you know, I had the VA help me out, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
So I didn't really have to do student loans.
This is a recruiting message right here from Cardinals.
Yeah, go to the military. You won't have to pay for shit.
You still have to pay taxes.
You'd be a little fucked up.
You might get a 10% discount at the hardware store.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The 10% comes in clutch.
But not on machine. Not on certain shit. Like, there's certain rules. Like,
I tried, dude, you know what? Maybe it's kind of shady of me, but fuck, I go Jamba Juice, and I'm like, hey, do you guys do 10% military?
Hey, honestly, like, I feel like it's because you shouldn't pay taxes. Sadly, that means the business is down to take the hit on the taxes, basically. That's the way I look at it, because it's like 9 cents per dollar. So it's like 10% of what you're paying is literally taxes now. Yeah. We don't like to think about it like that. But so basically, if we're taking off 10%, we're eating the taxes as a business versus, like, you having to. Because really, federally, they should just be like, hey, that fool's exempt. It should be, like, easy. Like, if they could have us all have a COVID card that you have to, like, scan and shit and fucking be allowed entry and shit. Why the fuck? No, I'm just saying. Why the fuck can't they have some card that they could scan for veterans that's like, oh, yeah, this guy doesn't pay taxes because he fucking fought for our country and got shot or some shit over it. No. But we're just going to be like, oh, sorry, sir, we don't do that here. Like, what the fuck is this?
That would be dope, but no.
Because, like, I'm not, like, you know, like, I don't trust the fucking U.S. government, but I love our veterans, bro, because what the fuck? But then when we treat, like, I feel like when we treat our veterans like that, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't think that, I think that should be on the table. I think that also, like, just having, like, good health care and shit, because I always hear problems about the VA. I know, like, you were saying, like, they pay for school and shit, but, like, I don't know, I heard problems about the VA.
So the whole thing.
Like, my grandpa
thing,
used to say that. Like, yeah. Oh, you go to Kaiser instead or some shit.
No, dude. Okay, so when I first got home, I got home in 2013. And everybody was telling me, go to the VA, start getting, like, your disability shit done. Boom, boom, boom. Bro, when I first walked into the VA, it was the most fucking depressing thing ever. Like, walking in and seeing people, like, fucked up, like, physically, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it did something to me where I was like, no, like, I don't need this. Like, they need this before I need it. You know what I mean? But at the time, like, I didn't know where my mind was at. You know what I mean? Like, I was hurting, not physically. You know what I mean? I was more mentally hurting. So when you go in and you see people, like, you know, with no legs and this and that and no, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, do I really need to be in here? You know, like, it kind of fucks with you, you know? And at the time, Obama was in office, I believe, and it wasn't the greatest. But once Trump actually got into office and stuff and he started doing his thing, dude, like, the processes of, like, getting your disabilities and going and talking to counselors and this and that and getting back, like, it was awesome, dude. Like, it was cool, you know? Like, it was fast. It was good service, you know? Like, you could go.
Do you think in any way, shape, or form, though, that politician-wise, it's kind of a brilliant idea? Because I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I'm saying, though, that it's interesting to be like, I'm going to fucking pump money into shit that needs to happen, that no one would disagree with happening. But then I'm going to get an overwhelming amount of support indirectly because of it. you know, because people were like, they made our lives easier. Well, yeah. There was a bunch of supporters. Like, and you, we always called like Trump supporters crazy and shit, but not all are. It's just some are really far out.
I mean,
and it's weird. It gets weird, right? Yeah, but some are like, hey, I get where you're coming from, bro, for sure. Yeah. You know, just but don't like get that crazy and wear the flag all over. Yeah, you know? Like, it's kinda weird.
I mean, I think every veteran that I met was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, right. You know, because they got help though too, right? Yeah. And they saw some change. And happen. I think saw some change in their area of the world.
And aside from that, I think that they liked the way that the dude spoke. You know what I
like
mean?
Shit?
Like he didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I just think like you could relate to that. Like,
I just feel like there's so much room for corruption with that.
I mean,
and there's room for corruption already when these people lie to us and they look like they're so prestigious, right? Like a lot of Democratic leaders we claim and a lot of Republican leaders too. But when you take it to the Trump, it's like, I don't know, man. That fool always just sells to like the highest bidder, son. And like, I'm not saying that he was a puppet, but we all often say Biden's a puppet, which he obviously is. But right. Like, why wasn't Trump one? Because honestly, bro, like, he probably was getting some pretty good fucking scratches on his back from certain areas of the world.
I really think that, bro. I wouldn't doubt it.
And it was because it was such a weird time, bro. We lived through this shit, bro. This was a weird time.
It was.
And we saw some wild shit go down. And I think that he was like, hey, I'm going to take a little bit of, like, you know, granted for this. I'm going to take a little advantage of this. Like, you know, and that's what any politician would do. That's what they do. That's why, like, all of a sudden there's COVID restrictions are lessened because Biden's in the midterms. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Because about 3 months ago, people were fucking blowing their head off. What the fuck are you doing? You know, now you're down to come out and, reduce the impact of Roe v. Wade, which is great. But it's like, what about the fucking COVID thing, bro? Hella people killed themselves, bro. That's illegal, too. You know, like, if you want to take it to the law, even, you know.
This whole
question. I went to a funeral yesterday, bro.
For?
Super let down for a friend that committed suicide. Over, that I went to
like
high school.
Like, COVID? Like,
I don't know.
You
I
think, just went to high but school. But you think?
I think it heightened it, probably.
Yeah?
I feel bad. I didn't talk to her in the last 10 years. I never knew her that well.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah.
She just got depressed?
But I knew her from the outside, and I thought she was very impressive. Okay. Everyone that knew her felt like she was very impressive. My wife, Allison, like, was good friends with her.
Okay.
A lot of the community knew her, bro, here in town. It's kind of wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your age?
My age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because you wouldn't have thought someone would do something like that. And, like, to just kind of move on is kind of weird, right? We all have to do that. But to kind of recognize that what would make that happen is, like, what could we have done? Is it because the times are so fucking ridiculous? To anyone that was sane kind of could barely keep it together all of a sudden because they're like, oh, my God, I can't just change my opinion in 3 days like everyone else is doing. I like to stick to kind of my guns. Then you see everyone else just like literally going with the bandwagon. Like literally like they're on it. Like they're cruising on it.
Yeah.
Like, full steam ahead.
The whole suicide thing, man, is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Not to me. How do I say it?
To humanity, bro.
I've dealt with it a lot. I've had a lot of my brothers commit suicide, you know? When we got back from Afghanistan, a dude that was in my unit, rest in peace, Noller, he didn't extend his deployment, so he came home early, right? And he was a successful person, like he became a cop, this and that, you know?
Yeah.
He was good with us during deployment, like he was a good, solid dude.
Yeah.
Dude, out of nowhere, like, gone. You know what I mean? And it's like, why? Like, you know.
Did you talk to him a lot? Or not really?
No, yeah.
So, like, it didn't seem obvious.
No, dude, not at all. I mean, I know that he was going through problems with his wife and stuff, you know?
Fuck, dude.
But, I mean,
that'll get you, though, bro.
I mean, yeah. Dude. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, and then problems with your woman get you literally by the nuts, but, like, by the throat, by the fucking heart. Some people, I guess, just turn it off. But I feel like those people are just, like, they're just getting distracted
for a while. It just sucks, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he lost out on being a dad to, like, his daughter and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, stuff like that sucks, dude. So, being in confinement with all this, like, COVID stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine. I was still working, thank God.
Especially when you're a social butterfly.
Exactly.
Weird, bro. You know I got what depressed I mean? As fuck in 2020, bro. And I remember my boss, he was cool, man, but he also was like, what the fuck's going on? I was working at Kearney at the time.
You weren't here?
No, I was working at a research facility doing research for, like, agriculture in the area for, like, a certain insect and shit. And, like, It was a really interesting job. It was a lot of fun. But I started calling out a couple days, like, throughout the month. I feel like I just didn't have good mental health, and, like, I basically kept calling out, I feel like. And my boss was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude, I didn't mean to call out. I can't get my shit together. I feel like I'm crying. I'm fucking worried about the state of the world. I don't know what to think anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like I hate that I have to fucking wear this mask all day and shit. And I'm worried about, like, I have to get these shots. I feel like it's weird, like, right now. Like, you know, it's, and you know, it's just kind of like.
Did you?
I ended up getting the shots way later because it was, like, all this time later. It was, like, in 2021 now, bro.
But why?
And Reedley College is like, yeah, if you don't get your shots, you can't go to school. And I'm like, well, dude, I can't do this online shit anymore.
Really?
Like, I'm fucking tired of just learning online. Like, I might as well take some fucking DeVry shit.
I had no idea.
What the fuck are we doing here?
That sucks, man. I mean, I had no idea that Reedley College was actually doing that.
And then they ended up not even doing it. Because later, all these guys just in class. And then they revoked the mask thing, vaccinated or not. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But for a long time, bro, after we got all vaxxed, the date after that passed, everyone had to be locked down. No, everyone had to wear a mask, even though everyone on campus now was vaccinated. It was like the opposite of what you would think. It was so, in my opinion, it's like, who makes these calls? And like, what God are we bowing down to? Like, what the fuck is the...
You regret getting those vaccinations?
A little bit, but I feel good. I feel, I guess, outright. I feel like I've already been fucked up a lot in my life.
Like, you think that, like, later on you'll fucking turn into a zombie or something?
No, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'll just absorb it like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just the fate of it. Then I think some people it's going to really fuck up.
Yeah.
But just by default.
I mean,
I don't want that to happen. I just feel like by default there's a side effect. I just thought,
like, the whole thing was like we were guinea pigs.
It happened super fast, like, bro. Yeah, oh, a year ago we would have been in jail for talking about this shit.
Yo, no, but
what are you talking about, Carlos?
Give a fuck.
Where's your mask?
No, yeah, fuck all that.
It was weird, bro.
I still think it's real though. Okay, but I still think that it's weird that people that drive and have nobody in the car with them are wearing masks.
Now when we're like in July 2022,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
but hey, man, I don't know. That's what they felt like doing, bro. You know, they feel like rolling around, fucking sweaty. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know.
But So my whole thing on this COVID thing was, did I believe in it? Yeah.
Believe in it.
Yeah,
like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Holy Ghost.
Shout out to Jesus.
Like the Easter Bunny.
I don't really fuck with the Easter Bunny.
What about Sasquatch?
I believe in Sasquatch.
Hey.
You know, okay. There has to
be. What makes it different than the rest of the myths?
Ooh. Dude, have you seen the videos on YouTube?
Bro, I've seen some sketchy-ass videos, bro.
Bro.
I got a coworker, Ken, at the hardware store, the old guy. Uh-huh. He believes in Bigfoot. And he'll be like, hey, you seen these videos? I'm like, dude.
Have you heard all these, like, have you been around the older dudes that have been, okay. And
up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, locally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. This one guy fucking blew my mind.
Dude, I listened to
about Bigfoot.
Okay, I listened to this Filipino dude one time, right? And he makes, like, homemade knives and shit, right? And he was telling me, I was with my father-in-law at his house, and he was telling us a story. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you guys, like, you swore, bro. Like, you could see it. Like, you know when you know that somebody's lying?
Yeah.
Or, like, trying to make shit up? Right? And you're like, whatever.
You smell bullshit.
This dude was like, I swear on
it. Could have been good at it, though.
I don't know, man. The details of everything was just a trip, you know? And, I mean, think about it, bro. There has to be Bigfoot.
You think?
There's so many, like, caves and shit that we haven't explored. And you don't think that fucking dude is... or creatures running around like smart as fuck.
Has it to might be there, bro. I don't know, man. I heard some wild shit at the hardware store recently from this old guy that lives in Squaw Valley, bro. He was talking about how the military's been all around there, and I'm like, I know. And he's like you go around, bro, and you go look at like high peaks, and often in a rock structure or something, there'll be a U.S. Corps of Engineer like stamped into that fucking cemented into that rock, bro. Like they've scoured the whole thing literally by like foot and placed that shit. You know what I mean? And like by helicopter or some shit back in the day. Anyways, it's all been scouted. So we all know everything about
it. Have you heard
about... We can see it from GPS for a reason.
Have you heard about the special forces groups that... or like special operation groups that they would send? I forget where it was. But you could look it up. All right, look it up. They sent a special operations group into some wilderness here in the United States. Because some dude had actually... shot and killed an actual Bigfoot, And, like, it's, like, this big story and stuff. And then they took the body away and this and that. And
where's,
like,
the body, bro?
Well, I don't know, man.
The body's at the floor. You know, where is it? Yeah. Like, I want to see that shit. Yeah. It's like in Strange
Could
Wilderness.
Could you imagine, though?
Remember that movie?
Boom.
Strange Wilderness? Where they finally found Bigfoot and then they shot him. Because they were like, ah! They were all scared of him, so they fucking shot him.
Which one is that one?
It's a stupid movie. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got Zane whatever in it and Justin Long and shit.
The kid from, what was that show?
Superbad and shit.
Is that the one?
Yeah, he's in it too, I think. Okay. Bro, they're fucking out in the woods. They're looking for Bigfoot.
Okay, so could you imagine if they did show you this body?
Shoot Bigfoot.
Could you imagine if they released,
and then they make it look like Bigfoot committed suicide because Bigfoot was depressed.
Would you go out to the woods?
Bro, I've been in the woods a lot. Bro,
no, but I'm saying, if they confirm, right, that this dude is there, this big-ass monster creature, like, they should tell you, yeah, we killed this thing. Would you really want to go out to the woods to, like, test it?
To go see if it was out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I'd be down because I feel like once I'm there, I'd be, like, spooked, but I'm like, bro, there's nothing out here.
Until he's behind
But then I second guess it, and I think it'd be like a fucking mountain lion and fucking kill all of us. Because recently, bro, we went up to just the Grant Grove tree in Sequoia, right? Okay. Like in the Sequoia National Forest or Park or whatever, right? And you got the fucking Grant Grove tree. It's like the biggest tree apparently in the area or in the world or some shit. It's a sequoia. It's huge, bro. It's like 5,000 years old or some crazy shit.
It's crazy how that thing's still standing.
Huh? And yeah, and there's a bunch of other ones right around it too. But anyways, we're up there right before dark, bro. And we're walking with two other friends, and we went with their dog, and we're walking, and all of a sudden, it's pitch black, right? We're walking. And bro, all of a sudden, my hair stood up on my neck. That dog stopped. Start whimpering kind of, and we're like, what the fuck? And me and my friend just about faced, turned around, jammed out of there. And the ladies were like, where are we going? And we're like, we're getting the fuck out of here. Because, like, something happened all of a sudden. We're like, what the fuck? There's something out there, right? Okay, now fast forward to, like, this was, like, 4 or 5 years ago when that happened. Fast forward to, like, a month ago in 2022. We go up there around dark, just me and Allison, right? And we go for a little walk. And we go walk around. We brought both our dogs, Pepper and Lila. Lila's in the room right now. We went around like the Pepper sequoia trees and all this shit, right? And then we get back in the car, and all of a sudden, there's this family, bro. And they're like two people, dude and a chick and a baby. And they walk up to their car, and there's no one else in the parking lot but us and these other people that are parked nearby. And all of a sudden, one of the dudes runs across the parking lot, like fast, just alone, just books it across the parking lot. And jumps off over the fence, like all quick, like a fucking animal. And then runs into these trees and just like, we don't hear anything. We're like, what the fuck? So I'm smoking weed, right? So I'm thinking we're being
right,
weird.
Right.
And I'm thinking, am I just high? Is this really happening? There's just two things happening at the same time. I'm like, something's just not right though. I don't know, man. I thought we were being weird because we were smoking weed here. And they were like, we don't want to be around you because we have a kid or something. I'd be like, that's okay. I'm smoking weed. I'm just trying to be right here alone too. And like, then this guy runs back and then... the lady walks back over there too and climbs underneath the fence and goes deep into these like five trees that are in like almost like a pentagram shape or some shit, right? I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Bro, then she comes back. Then they drive over there anyways and both get out of the car. And now me and Allison are tripping out. We're just like, whatever. Then we're quiet. And we hear this, like it sounds like someone going like, from a distance, like a human being going, please.
Wow.
And then we're like, what the fuck? No way, I'm just high. I smoke weed like all the time. It shouldn't fuck with me like this. So Allison's like, no, I heard it too. She's sober, right? She's pregnant and shit. So she's like, no, I heard it too. So then, oh man, then we heard it even louder and the people come back, get in the car, and then they leave. And we heard it still once they left in the distance. And I was like, what the fuck did they just do? And I still don't know. But then we looked it up later. What does a mountain lion sound like? And it sounds like someone crying for help, bro. It sounds like, like they make this weird like noise.
Okay.
And it sounds like it in the distance, bro. It sounds like a horror movie scene where someone's like, please no, don't cut my leg off type of shit almost, right? You know? It was weird. And I'm like, are they watching a scary movie in the car? And like this playing this horror scene? Or is that really happening? way the fuck in the distance? Or is that happening right there where they are? No, it sounds further away, right? Bro, weird shit happens in the mountains, bro. I've been out there and all of a sudden, what is that crunching in the leaves? I hear something crunching in the fucking leaves. And it may have been just an animal, but it was bipedal.
What is that?
2 feet. What is that? Why is there 2 feet? What is there a person out there?
It's big feet.
It could have been. Does he only come through like dimensional shit? Only when you can't see him?
I don't know, man. Mountains, you know.
It's been hunting them by now, down by now. Why would they hide evidence? What would be the incentive to hide evidence of Bigfoot? It'd be big business.
Fuck, they hide everything.
Hunting Bigfoot would be big business, bro, don't you think?
Yeah, it would. It would
Everyone be a big would business. Want Bigfoot pelt.
It would.
They want Bigfoot shoes made out of Bigfoot Imagine. Foot. They want to start breeding them.
The mountains are definitely a scary thing. And it's crazy because Fuck they're yeah. like right here.
Yeah.
And are you like a big like mountain person? Like you know well, like a lot
no,
of...
No, I just grew up kind of up there, but like I'm not all crazy. I just would go hiking.
Ain't that crazy though? Like, like you would think that we would be like, you know, all into that and hiking and we know these trails and we know how to do this and this yeah. and this. Like you would think that, right? Because it's like right there. Bro, those things, like, it's like the ocean. The ocean fucking scares me. Yeah. I'm terrified of the ocean.
You don't like going camping or anything like that?
No, I like going camping. Like, I'm cool with camping and all that stuff. But what I'm saying is, it's crazy how, like, you're not, like, a expert in it. And it's, like, right there. Like, the dudes in Florida and, you know, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those dudes know how to do all kinds of
shit. Yeah, rope a gator down or some shit.
Here, you know, like... Yeah, I even feel like the Squaw Valley kids, like, don't really, like, explore the mountains. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we grew up kind of city-fied even in the mountains. I think it's kind of weird.
I think so.
Because of video games and TV and the internet.
Yeah.
The internet, bro.
But the dudes that speak about the mountains and they say all the places that are out there and stuff.
Bro, you ever heard, like, this guy was telling me, bro, about Bigfoot, and he was also telling me, the same guy, okay, so maybe he was weird, but he was talking about the terrorists that were found up in the fucking foothills right here in Squam Valley in Miramani, and that was someone that was connected to Osama bin Laden fucking was hiding out there, and they were about to blow some shit, and that there's some missiles out there. That there's some missiles in the mountains. Nuclear arsenal that it all of a sudden, like, it looked like a tree, and that tree would, like, fall over, and they're like, put up like a nuke. Apparently, on forest land, federal land, there's some shit because we're...
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Fuck, who knows?
I mean, don't know, but apparently that's a thing.
Who knows?
And, like, I was like, you know what? I wouldn't doubt it, though, because what a better place.
I mean...
I've been back deep in there, bro, like Delilah Lookout, and looked out... I've been a lookout for fire and shit a few times, and it's pretty far back in there, bro. It's like 8 miles deep off the main road, and it's like... Takes a while to get in there. Takes like 30 minutes to travel, like 8 miles. Okay. So you're just like cruising. You get way back in there. There's hunters and shit back there. And you see the actual Kings Canyon. You actually see it coming down, like, you know.
Okay.
And you also see some fire sometimes and shit. But, bro, I don't know how someone would trek that on foot, first of all. But there's been a lot of people that have already covered that land and know it like the back of their fucking hand that have lived around here.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, there's some people that don't know shit about where we live, but there's some people that know it really scary fucking good.
Well, that's what
and they come from legendary people that, like, lived up there sometimes. Bro. It's kind of wild. And then you have to trust their opinion almost because they've lived there longer or they know by generational legends and shit that shit you can't find in textbooks and shit. Like, about some prostitute named Ruby that lived up there. There was a brothel up there for all the dudes that worked on the railroad that come get pussy and shit, pay hella money out there in the middle of fucking nowhere in the mountains because she knew, we're going to make bank. These fools are strapped. They're going to get syphilis and they're going to go home back to Washington all crying, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, no, man, it's a trip. Like, the dudes that know the mountains and stuff like that, you know what I've also heard about the mountains is a lot of witchcraft. Happens up there.
Dude, it sounds like we need to take a break and listen to an ad or some shit and get you another beer and then talk about witchcraft.
Let's do it.
Folks, if you listen to this podcast, then you know we're all about maintaining our ecosystem. That includes the front and backyard, because that's the ecosystem in which we all pretty much live. Whether you got trees to be pruned, or you gotta put in some irrigation units or system, you might be in over your head. Let's be honest. Sometimes it's kinda hard to make time with our busy lifestyles, and sometimes it's something we just don't know how to do. We'd rather have someone else do it. So if you're looking for help with that, we have someone that we would definitely recommend over here at the Symbiosis Now podcast. Celaya and Sons Lawn Care. Veteran owned and operated by Carlos Celaya. He's out there laying sod, edging lawns, planting trees, and cleaning up some old landscaper's bullshit. If you want it done right and you want it done now, give Carlos Celaya a call at 559-213-7365. And you will be able to find his email in the description below for this podcast. That's Celaya and Sons Lawn Care, 559-213-7365. Because we all like it done right. So whatever you need done, you got to call Celaya and Sons. What's going down, podcast listener? I imagine that you drive a car when you're out and aboutin'. You might even have a motorcycle, per se. And I think that most people that live in the society we live in have a home of some sort. On those things, do you have insurance? That is my question to you. And if you do not, it seems like it's time to get you some. What are you doing out there listening to a podcast? Because if you are, at the same time simultaneously, you could be calling Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance to provide you with top-notch service. Give him a call at 559-638-3800. Do you not have a license? That doesn't seem to be a problem. He can set you up. Do I know how? I have no idea, but he can set you up. He claims to know. Are you anything like me? And when you were younger, got into some trouble, had a DUI, and needed an SR-22 insurance? Maybe? I hope not, but if you do, Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance can set you up with the free SR-22. You can find Alfredo looking sharp in the suit on 998 North Manning Avenue in Reedley, California, or you can give him a jingle down there at the shop at 559-638-3800. Be sure to tell him that you heard about him on the Symbiosis Now podcast, and he will set you up ASAP with all your insuring needs. Thank you, Alfredo, for sponsoring the podcast. And now, let's get back to the show, folks.
It smells so good in here right now.
Like weed?
Weed! Smells good. I just wish I could be that person, how I used to be, where I would, like, I could smoke and take the, like, be able to handle it, but I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. I just have to smoke to, like, help me go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't smoke to enjoy it how I used to. Like, go out to the movies or, like, chill with my kids, you know, or do whatever. I can't be like that. I won't function. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's Tiva, Indica, whatever the fuck, like, I just can't do it. I get fucking paranoid. I don't know what it is, you know? Yeah. If I'm at home and I'm partying with my family, I have a couple beers, I'm gonna do a little bowl, you know? Like a one-hitter quitter, like, yeah. And I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, but like you know how many times I'm like, I wish I could just smoke a blunt, like, to the dome, you know what I mean? And just be, like lit, but I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be like,
fuck it, man. You know, you don't have to, man. Like, that's the thing. I think too many times in people's lives are they, like, think they're a bitch for not smoking weed or something in a group setting. It's like, nah, man, if you're not feeling it, don't do it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like those people that eat mushrooms at the wrong time. Or, like, take acid at, like, some festival that they've never been to, that they don't know what the fuck's going on. They're going to end up fucking, like, passed out behind the porta potties later and shit, not remembering what happened. Like, it's not a good setup, and it's not a good trip then if you're just fucking, like, lost. You know, maybe it could be. You just be, like, happy with being lost. But, there's a point where it's like, I don't know, this isn't the right place.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard about Burning Man, and that sounds kind of lit because there's, like, literally, like, people there that are, like, help you, like, recover and, like, psychologically
tell
you,
when,
like,
they, it's when okay, the, like, the you know. Toad shit? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking about people be tripping too hard at Burning Man, like that festival, that music festival or whatever, where they burn some fucking big ass.
I thought you were talking about, like, the structure, whole
that they make, you, artistic structure.
When you smoke the toad.
What the fuck? No. I know what you're talking about. I've never done that shit, though. What's crazy about the toad guy, though, is that the toad guy, the first guy to ever fucking apparently, like, do that in the modern term.
Okay.
Like, maybe they did it in the past, but, like, in the last, like, 100 years, the first guy that was like, hey, man, we need to start doing this, studied the toad, went and found the toad in, like, fucking Arizona or some shit, squirted, grabbed the toad and had it squirt its fucking juices that are apparently toxic on the windshield of his van.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let it dry, chiseled it off, and put it in a globe and smoked it like a crack pipe and fucking got high on DMT off of a toad.
Yeah.
This is how much people care about getting high and intoxicated, bro.
This is crazy, man.
It's crazy.
But he was like a.
But see, with psychedelics, it's meaningful now. It's not just about like tweakers can get some shit done. You and I both know that. We see it, you know, around the area we live in. But man, psychedelics, something else. There's like a deep fulfillment in figuring that shit out.
Would you try that shit? Would you ever try DMT?
I don't know, man. I'm terrified of it because I feel like mushrooms is enough. I don't know what else people need to eat if they were looking for some shit.
Those stories of like...
You just got to get into it, man. A lot of people, they'd be like, I tried it and it didn't do anything. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't get into it. You must have just been like trying to watch fucking your favorite TV show like normal. Like as if everything's fine. Like it's like, no, everything's not fine.
I don't think
that part of you that you thought of this morning has to fucking die. And you know why? Because if you're that same person every day, you'll fucking be nobody. Before you realize
I just don't think there's parts of
you that I feel like when you eat that shit, if you're not ready for parts of you to die, metaphorically, symbolically, it's not going to hit you. No. It's going to just be this, like, oh, yeah. You know, weed makes most people feel good, but it also makes when they smoke weed, they still feel some type of way. They feel more like, you know, touchy, more sensitive to their emotions and shit.
Yeah, you know.
That's something that comes from it.
But I don't know. I don't know how you could not feel that because... Everybody that says that they take it, it's either really, really good or really, really bad. Most of the time, it's like, ooh, what? That DMT shit.
Oh, shit. Who do you know people that'll be doing DMT and shit out here in the streets?
Dude, they say the like, okay, so I had a buddy that told me, I'm not going to say his name, but I had a buddy that told me that he was sitting down in his living room and he was on his recliner, right? And he took it, boom. And he said that he felt like his shit was just like fucking, like, G-forces were just coming down on him and like he just couldn't control it and he would just see nothing but fucking crazy colors and like he just gone, dude.
Gonzos.
But he said that he liked it. He liked the feeling of not being in control. He liked, and then he said he had like a story, like he could see himself, but like not himself, but a silhouette of himself in like colors and like growing and, you know, like doing shit. I'm just like, fuck, dude, like I don't think I could handle shit like that. Me personally, I think I fucking flip the fuck out. Like, you know, I'm not good with shit like that. Like not being in control of like, you know, like I couldn't imagine. You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories of like people that fucking twack out and, you know, or on acid and they're like, you see fucking figures coming out of walls and start shooting walls and shit.
Some people are idiots too, in the way they describe shit too. But either way, there's some wild shit out there. You said something earlier about like you don't fuck with drugs, and like I think that's smart because I don't know what your you know, your definition of drugs are, but like most drugs that we know as drugs probably aren't the best for us. Like people smoke a lot of meth in Fresno County, the county we live in. That's just not good for you. No, like, you know, like a lot of people take fucking Adderall for their ADHD, and like, that's not the best for you, but it ain't meth. Oh. Like, you're smoking meth off the streets, ain't even meth. It's like but some Adderall, shit that someone made in a Gatorade bottle Adderall and like so sharded good. Up because it's a chemical reaction, Adderall and then they so put good. It in a little crack pipe, and you sell it to the homies, and then they hit it in a little crack pipe, and they get gassed for like 10 minutes. And all that fumes that they fucking inhaled are fucking deadly as
shit.
Ain't
that shit crazy, though? That everything that's inside that shit?
And people still want it. They'll go back. They'll keep hitting it, bro. They don't care. Yeah. My dad, bro. My dad's the real deal, the homie. Yeah. But he's got a brother that's all fucked up, just saying. And, like, he's got a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But anyways, this fool fucking used to sell dope and shit. And apparently, not my dad, his brother, some weirdo fool. And he'd be like, yeah, I put rat poison in it. It's like, what? My dad's like, I'm out of here. What the fuck? Like, you know? And he's like, yeah, they keep coming back like rats because they don't know the difference. It's like, what the fuck? Why can't you just cut it with baking soda or some shit? It's cheap as fuck. It's cheaper than rat poison. It's cheaper to cut with baking soda or some bullshit.
I just don't know how, like, it trips me out on how people, like, can really get addicted to that shit, you know?
Someone like, hit that shit and be like, ooh, that shit hit different. That rat poison, though, it hit different.
I couldn't. Like, what? I, yeah, But I mean,
you like that diphenone.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? Most people that I've encountered when I've asked them, you know, like, hey, why do this? You know what I mean? Most people, man, I mean, they have a story to it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a, oh, I just wanted to fuck around. You know what I mean? And you have some people, but most people are like, they lost someone or they're trying to get over something or, you know what I mean? And it, hey, like, everyone to their own, you know what I mean? I can't, I will never be able to feel your pain. You'll never be able to feel my pain. So if it gets you through your day, I mean, cool. Look, there's some people that can do it and do it to where it just gets them over, right? There's some people that just want to fucking, like, run through a train. You know what I mean? Like, they don't give a fuck. Yeah. They go for brokes on that shit, right? And, I mean,
for
hey.
Real. I don't mean to laugh, but for real.
It, no, it, dude, we see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, what do? You know what I mean? It is what it is at the end of the day. You know, I just think it's fucking crazy, like, that you know, in a sense, what's in it, and you still just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I always felt like, you know, drugs are drugs, man. It's weird. You buy beer and you hope that it's just like some kind of oat or some kind of grain that was fermented properly, and there's no piss in it, and there's no, like, no fuckery going on at the brewery or some shit that's weird, but most likely not. But, like, when I see the winery that right outside of town, and you see the shit that goes in the winery, like, there's a bunch of leaves, there's a bunch of trash that ends up in there inadvertently, because these farms are huge, guys. Like, they're fucking huge. And there's a bunch of trash. When they harvest, shit sometimes ends up in there. Black widows, insects, you name it, bro. Sulfur that was kind of caked on the leaves. Sometimes it fucks shit up, too. They test for it before they fucking grind it. But, dude, there's leaves and there's shit in there. And then we make wine out of it. And depending on how much is in there, can fuck it up. So there's, like, a point where it's supposed to strip some of that shit. But the point is it ain't very clean looking. It's pretty nasty. But we make it into this refined product that we do like. And,
It's kind of crazy, though.
It's kind of clean.
I never really thought about that, like, fucking bird shit and all kinds of shit on the vineyards.
Oh, my gosh. But we don't talk about it because it would make you, like, hate agriculture. But it's like, no, it's necessary. No, you want them to just fucking, like, 3D print a glass of wine and the liquid in it? Can they do that?
I'm sure it's gonna fucking happen.
You got an app on your phone, like, yes, send me that bottle of wine. Take a picture, and then so it just 3D prints on the table, and then speaking it's literally about that, liquid to drink.
Did you hear about the whole doing ads? They're gonna do ads while your phone is locked.
I don't know, man. I'm not liking it. That's some Black Mirror shit,
right?
I don't like it.
I was like, what the
fuck? Some Black Mirror shit. I don't like it. Yeah, makes me feel weird. Makes me feel insecure.
So we were going to talk about witches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because, like, drugs are oriented up witchcraft, right? Yeah, a lot of brujas use weird fucking potions and shit and fucking...
And but do you believe in that shit?
In what?
In, like, witches up in the mountains and shit?
I believe in it, bro, because it's a mythical creature. I have to believe in without faith, without seeing it. No, bro. I think that there are definitely some weird-ass people in this world that do some wild-ass shit. Yeah. Some of it has precedence in a weird realm that I know nothing about. And I try not to fuck with it. Because sometimes you fuck with shit, like a Ouija board or some shit, that you should never fuck with. Just don't fuck with it.
Did you ever?
I fucked with one time.
In a kid? Don't fuck with it. When you were a kid?
Just don't fuck with it. Well, it's just weird. It traumatizes you. Wait, yeah, I was like a teenager right down the street. Down the street.
Okay, but ain't that crazy, like, how we would fuck with shit like that? I mean, I did it too, and now it's like, like, you don't even hear about that shit. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, the generations have changed. Yeah, it's crazy.
I ain't trying to fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
But point is like, I've seen some people do some weird shit. I know when I went to New Mexico too, there was like a homie named Dustin. He told me a bunch of stories about how people would go out there, and brujas, literally, like, native like Mexican native folks that lived in the area, because, like, the United States wasn't always there, you know, and they, like, would do weird shit. And then he also said just some people were weird. They literally, like, almost like they drove out to the desert to sacrifice some weird shit. They'd do a pentagram and then, like, kill, like, a rabbit or some shit that they'd have to hunt down, shoot, and then, like, gut it and, like, leave it in the middle and, like, drip the blood all around in a certain pattern and shit. And the only reason why he didn't watch the person do it, but he, like, come across it. Like, you know, chasing a rabbit or doing something on foot for fun with the boys, and then all of a sudden running across and, like, ending up in the middle of a pentagram with, like, a dead animal in the middle. And you're like, what the fuck?
Like, imagine.
Yeah, that's what he's basically said happened. And it's like, what the fuck, bro? I don't want to live there. Yeah, what the fuck is this? Crazy. But then it's like, how do we know people don't do that down by the river? I've seen some weird
Some weird shit down by the river.
By the King's River.
Oh, by Reedley Beach. On the other side, Cricket Hollow?
Oh, yeah.
You walk those little trails?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. I've been back there plenty of times.
It's fucking creepy.
Dude, they got porno magazines all everywhere. Ripped up down there.
Everywhere.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Did a weed eater come and rip this porno magazine?
That's good. No. But yeah, back in the day in high school, I used to go... Manic
fucking homeless guy just beat his dick on every fucking stump. Like, you know,
City workers just go down there. No. I don't know. It's creepy down there.
Mow and blow?
Yeah,
that's all another level.
No, it is creepy. We used to smoke cigarettes down there.
I used to smoke weed down there.
Yeah, cigarettes, weed, whatever. You used to walk down those
go deep
things.
In there to hide away from society.
Dude, there would be like little places where you could tell that motherfuckers would sleep at.
Yeah.
You know?
And they kind of dip in the daytime because they're like, yeah, there's people that come over here to do their dirty shit.
It would be weird. Like, you would see, like it would look like crosses and shit. You know what I mean? I would just try not to fuck with it. Or
just
look at it.
Even
yeah, I would just be like, oh, that's fucking weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, you know, growing up, like, my mom, you know, being super Mexican and shit, right? Like, you hear stories of
please
like
do
back
tell
in
what
day.
Do you mean super Mexican
yeah
what does
yeah
that
yeah
mean?
Like my mom would tell us like stories about like where she used to live at, you know, in Mexico, and like the shit that they would see and the shit like, you know, if you see this or you see that, like, stay away from it, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
So yeah, dude, my mom has some fucking creepy stories. Now, are they true or not, I don't know, but when she tells them, you should see her face.
I believe you.
It's a whole different ballgame. You know what I mean? Because they used to live in these fucking, like, a ranch out in the middle of fucking nowhere with no lights, no nothing.
What the fuck?
You know, rocking chairs would be moving and shit. And, like, they would see just crazy shit, you know? And my mom would tell me these stories as a kid, right? And I'd be like, fuck. Like, that's creepy, right? So whenever I would come across shit like that, I'd be like, no, I ain't fucking with that. And people would think it's funny.
Like
you know,
what else?
Like, let me go touch this.
Like, what else? Like, what?
Just, you know, okay, so.
What you come across, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, like, down by the river, like, those little crosses and
just
stuff.
Just dangling from, like, the bush or the brush or some shit? Like, they made them?
Yeah, dude, like, out of sticks and shit.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
you know
shit like that.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Anybody that's gone down there has had to see shit.
I'm just thinking,
like
yeah, someone's fucking with them. Fucking
do you
with
think?
Us. Sometimes I think people troll people.
I don't know, bro.
And I think sometimes the homeless people do, too. But imagine.
No.
Dude, imagine being in those shoes of the homeless guy that lives down by the river. Right, and he goes in there at night and he sleeps and shit, and then he packs up his shit early because he knows there's the homie that works at the college that comes down there to smoke weed. There's the other homie that gets away from his job real quick to go down there to do something. Some couple goes down there to go like have a conversation or fuck or some shit. You know what I mean? I fucked down there before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Not recently.
I was gonna say, hey.
But like, point is like, dude, they see that shit and they have to like live in the shadows and like, I don't want to bother them because what I'm doing is even more taboo, but I'm watching them be not so innocent or either. Imagine being that homeless person watching that shit, bro. That's some wild shoes to fill right there.
It is.
And then it just happens. But we like act like it doesn't happen. But man, bro, hella people smoke crack on a bad day, even if they're not crackheads. Hella people get drunk as fuck sometimes, even if they don't drink all the time, because they know people around them can't know they drink. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they disappear for like 2 days and they just get fucking smashed, bro. You know, people do shit like that, bro, just to get their fix. I don't know what the goal is, but I know like drugs. I think sometimes they're intertwined with like witchcraft and shit.
Yeah.
And I think that that's dangerous. And I think that people start fucking with weird shit then. And I think it gets dangerous. Like, you could say, like, you know, every time you smoke weed, it has such meaning. But really, it's more like a medicine that's just supposed to, like, I feel like benefit you if it's necessary.
Yeah.
If it's not necessary, it just might be gluttonous. And you might just fucking be an asshole. You know, like cookies and shit, wearing your cookie shirt. Trying to sell you cookies.
Yeah.
Trying to put it in. You know, it's like, okay, bro. But, like, fuck, bro. There's other shit going on, man. Like, I love weed.
Right, come on, man.
There's other shit going on. We got to talk about other shit right now,
that
you know?
That whole cookies thing was driving me kind of crazy for a little bit.
Why?
I just didn't even know what it was. I just saw everybody wearing cookies. Cookie shirts.
You're like, dang, those cookies must be good.
I'm just cookies? Like, damn. Like, okay. And then once I found out, like, oh, they're talking about. I got a little carried away.
It's a brand now, bro. Yeah.
But witchcraft, bro. Like, what else? What you see? Where you ever see someone like doing a spell or some weird funky shit? No.
Okay. So I never seen anybody do shit like that.
Cut a goat's throat and fucking the name of some fucking god or some shit in Latin.
What's that? What's that? the place up here in the mountains by San Francisco or whatever, the Grove.
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove.
Oh no.
Those videos are fucking pretty intense. No.
Don't talk about it.
Nah. Dude, that guy that snuck in, right?
Epstein's Island,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Oh, you're talking about Alex Jones?
Yeah, the white dude that snuck that in, guy? Right? Yeah. Yeah. He snuck in and took those fucking videos. That shit was crazy. That shit's intense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, to watch it. It's like, wait a minute. What, Alex? What are you doing? And he's just like, yeah, so says here, you know, you'll be fucking burning this body or whatever. He's like, it's a eulogy.
Like,
and
you see that shit? Like, that shit's intense.
It's weird. And it's like, and who's people there? That and we know.
Yeah. No, it's weird.
We've seen on the news a couple times or two, you know, when presidents they, when of the United he, States no, and shit I, like
the
that.
Best was when he would go and, like, go to the people's faces and be like, hey, you were there.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't supposed to be there. How'd you sneak in? Like, you, we trusted you.
But how is he not dead by now?
Fuck, I don't
know. How is he not dead, bro? Is he in the CIA? Is he inside? Is Alex Jones on the inside, bro? Who knows?
Who knows?
Nah, I don't know. I think there's a certain point, though, where you, like, if you disappear, everyone's like, that's it. But that's what happened with Epstein, and we're just like, oh, well, we forget about it, kind of.
We did forget about it, though.
Because that happened, and we're just like, well I guess that time goes on, and a lot of crazy shit's happened since.
That's the dude with the island, right? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Didn't the chick, somebody just got charged with being guilty. Some chick, right?
Ghislaine Maxwell. Whatever her name was. Ghislaine
Maxwell. That's just crazy, huh, man? Yeah. Like, the whole sex trafficking.
Bro, honestly, I feel so bad for any human being that is being trafficked. And I type shit and I'm recording on a fucking iPhone right now that was made with slave labor.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it often. And it keeps me from going further into this realm of, like, exploiting things for my benefit that cost actually someone else's life and livelihood. It's hard, folks. It's fucking hard, all right? But I get over it sometimes because apparently everyone else does. It's totally fine. I don't know where the fuck this shit was made in some fucking factory too, probably, bro. But I have to just, to have my podcast, I have to water and have to have a microphone and a laptop that was made in another country with sweatshop type activities and shit, with people mining rare earth minerals and shit from the ocean floor that we haven't even explored yet, that we don't give a fuck about. We just want to get those minerals from so we can make more cell phones and shit that the government can fucking just give to people.
Right.
And then censor everything through it now.
Right.
No, but I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going with that.
No, but no, it's fucking crazy, dude. Like, you see all these movies and shit that they make of all this shit, and it's like, fuck, dude. Like, it's crazy, man.
Are we in the Truman Show? Like, what are you doing to us, guys? Like, what's happening? Who's in charge?
Yeah.
I thought someone used to be in charge.
I don't know.
Is that God? Is that what you call that shit? Who's in charge? Who's the boss? What's making this shit go round? Is there a sense to it all? Is there an order? Kinda.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you... I don't know.
I like to think both ends.
Yeah.
I don't like to let myself down, but I like to sometimes fantasize, bro, and think, yeah, dude, like, I even, like, even if it's a fantasy, bro, I'll be like, before I eat and shit, I'll be like, thank you, our creator, for giving me this food and shit. Otherwise, I know, like, it's like, yeah, I made it happen, but not really. Like, somehow I was given this experience, and I get to live, and I get to feed my brain again and keep doing it again. And I'm grateful, like, you know. But even if that's a fantasy, you know, that I'm giving gratefulness to something else that's being actually ultimately responsible for it, it's like I'm kind of just trying to bow to the ecosystem I live in, because it's like we all need all this. Otherwise, I couldn't even eat this right now. Even if it was made in some fucking factory, like I'm drinking some cup of milk that was produced in some producer dairy farm that's like whatever quality. It tastes like water anyways. They might as well just put like tint in some water and be like, it's milk. And then put vitamin D and fucking calcium in. And they'd be like, it's milk. They don't need to torture these cows anymore. They could just fucking produce it, bro, and just make fake milk. Wait, now. I'm cool with powdered milk. Is that what you're saying earlier? That powdered milk?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to say anything. I think I signed a piece of paper that said I can't say anything.
Well, we're not saying anything. We have,
so, you know,
locked it up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, dude. The whole, yeah. I don't know. So two times you've said something about the creator and this and that. Did you grow up in church or no?
No.
No, yeah.
No. I actually feel like it's interesting because I don't know what my parents did, but they kind of let me just kind of figure it out.
Okay.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Some people's parents were.
And I think that's cool too because like my family was always like Catholic, like boom, like not that my mom took us to church, but my sister, my eldest sister was into church for a long time. Like she was like the lady that went and took the pastor kid, like the kids and the altar boys and blah, 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 blah. Right. And she always would try to get me into Bible studies and this and that, right? But I was always too busy with sports, right? Yeah. And she was like, oh, sports is not good. Like God, this and, right.
God, that's a Lord that.
Right. And so I kind of figured it out by myself, right? Like, I tried to, like, you know, I believe in God.
The devil, right? Though. The devil. You have, if you believe in the God, you believe in the devil.
Yeah, I believe in the devil as well, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Because no, it always turns into that. I feel like the conversation always turns to the devil, though. Why? The enemy. Fuck the enemy. You know, we already know he's at work, bro. I'm trying to do some good shit.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
So, like, I guess I have to know how to play the game against my deceiver, but I feel like that's myself at the same time.
Okay, so.
Because I can't figure everything out. There's holes in every one of my arguments in my life, there's holes in every one of my approaches to any goal that I'm trying to achieve. There's always holes in it. We just fucking fly by the seat of our pants and we fake it till we make it in this world. That's what I see people
fake
doing.
It till you make
and that's
it
what I
right
see
way,
it
brother.
Happening a lot. So, I feel like often the only way to keep up with this technological time is to do that. It's kind of sad.
It is.
I used to say, fuck that. What the fuck? That's not humane. Right. Oh, my God. Well, we're past that. We're now the cattle at the dairy getting milked, you know, for our ideas, for the AI monster, and I think all ultimately for our money and, like, just the power that kind of comes from people moving and having to get some kind of, you know, currency to pay for other shit and make it all go around. Like, yeah. We're just being farmed. Like, it's kind of easy to tell someone, to be, all right, we can make money. You know, don't learn how to manage your credit line though before you go do that. Like, you know, just go make money. Credit. 18-year-old, psh, you know, that's the world. That's the world I grew up in too, right? And I feel like when we see shit like that, no wonder we just kind of get to work our way to like death, basically. You know, but you got to experience something else, bro. Like, you fucking were in the military and shit. You got to see different things. You got to learn in a different manner than the average person. You know. How many people are really in the military percentage of the population? Like, a small percentage of the population are in the military, right? It's not half of the American population is in the military. So it's kind of a unique thing to be in the military when you think about it.
It was
less common than it used to be, you know, because you'd just be drafted at the time.
Yeah. Dude, those dudes were OGs, bro. That shit was OG, you know.
Is it lessened the hardness in people, you think?
Well, I mean, military changed, bro. I mean, let's be honest, you know what I mean? And there's some people out there that take a lot of offense into what's said now about the military, right? Like, but it changed. I mean, politics and everything changed the game, you know what I mean? A lot of the OGs, a lot of the dudes that had, you know, 10, 6, 8 deployments, you know, 2 to Iraq, 3 to Iraq, 2 to Afghanistan, 3 to Afghanistan, you know, like, a lot of those dudes balanced, man. Like, they were just, like, they saw the type of person that was coming in. At least that was my experience, right? When I was coming in, I went in 09, okay? I went in 09, and when basic training, it was, like, how you would picture it, right? You get there, boom. Shark attack this, like, you go in, like, you're always yelling this and that, phasing out, whatever, right? You go through the motions, right?
Shark attack, like, you mean like they just beat the fuck out of you?
Not beat the fuck out of you, but like, it's like, fuck, like, they start throwing your shit everywhere and they start fucking yelling at you, like,
do they shoot at
like,
you?
Like, that what?
Shoot at you? Like,
push-ups
and shit like
the dude? Yeah, dude, like
shit like that. Full Metal Jacket shit? It's not like that?
No, like that, in a sense. Like, you get fucking told all kinds of shit, right? Like, you...
You piece of shit!
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if they were really cussing, but it was just like, boom, like, they get in your face, and they were aggressive, right? Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, as soon as I remember when I got there, like, we had this big fucking green army bag, right? And they fucking get in, they open it, and they fucking threw everything, and you had to go and pick it back up, and while you're picking it up, they're yelling at you, and this and that. Like, they do it a lot, you know, like, to get you ready for shit, right? It's a stress factor, you know what I mean? So, I don't know if they do that shit anymore, to be honest with you. Like, we weren't allowed to have cell phones and shit like that, right? Now, I know that they have cell phone time, right?
Cell phone time.
Yeah. They have a stress card, right? Or some shit like that. Like, where if you're too stressed out or whatever, you fucking, you know, shit like that, man. Like, you weren't allowed to cuss. The only thing that I remember that was big that was happening when I was going through basic training was don't ask, don't tell.
Shit.
Right. So if you were, you know, homosexual or whatever, like, you weren't allowed to ask or tell. Like, that was like the thing, right?
Yeah.
But now, dude, wow. Like, I remember when I got back from Afghanistan, we had dudes that showed up to our unit that were on rear D, and they were fucking overweight by like 80 pounds. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing here? They would get waivers, like, to still get into the big army, and they would still give them X amount of time to still try to lose this weight. Dude, if you can't lose that weight while you're already in basic training, like going through training, like, that's all you're doing 24/7, right? And you're fucking eating limited food, like, when you first get there and shit, right? Like, you would sit down. Yeah, you would sit down. I remember the first, like, fucking few weeks, dude, it sucked. Like, I was like, what the fuck did I do? You sit down. You have to sit down with your feet at 45 degrees and boom, boom. And then you would sit down, eat, boom, 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 get up, throw your food away. Like, if you couldn't lose the fucking weight like that, running all the time and doing this and going out, like, you weren't going to lose it while you were in the big army, because you have defect food, like bomb food, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got McDonald's and everything on base and shit. Like, you think that these fat boys were going to stop? Fuck no. You know? Fuck like
no.
So it was embarrassing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you come home and you're like, when my dudes, so when I got in 2009, I got to Fort Riley. That's where I was stationed at in 2010. The guys, I was on rear D. I got stuck on rear D. I was gonna go to Iraq or Afghanistan, one of the two at that time. But the dude before me that got there, his name was Private Turner. He ended up getting those orders to go to Iraq. So as soon as we got there, he boom took off to Iraq, which is crazy, right? Like, right out of basic training, like, boom. You're on a fucking plane to go to Iraq. That's fucking nuts.
Laters.
Right? So then it was me and another dude that were there, and we were going to have orders to go to Afghanistan. But the dudes, my unit that was in Afghanistan, they were getting ready to come home. They had 4 months left on the deployment. So they saw it as it wasn't enough time for us to go out there. So they didn't send us out there. So I got stuck on rear D for 4 months, right? So during those 4 months, all I did was work out, train, did this, did that, you know, like, and getting ready for these dudes to come home. And all I would hear was, hey, you guys better get ready, because when these dudes come home, like, they're going to give you guys fucking hell. You know, you guys are newbies, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to fuck you up. Yeah. Like, you better be ready to fucking run. You better be ready to do this, that, boom, boom. And, dude, that's how it was. They came home, and it was like, go give me this. Go do this. Do that. Do fucking push-ups. And you had no say in anything. You know what I mean? These dudes came back, had combat action badges. They would, like, sit there and talk, and you could see how close they were. You know what I mean? Like, it was fucking cool, but at the same time, bro, like, you got treated like shit. But you had to take it. You know what I mean? You had to earn their respect.
Yeah, but they're, like, jumping you in their gang is what
in
they're
a
doing.
Sense, I guess you could say
that. Because they're kind of traumatizing you the way they've been traumatized.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah. So they just want to see if you're going to be
down.
But
see, that's an example of how that is a thing. Like, I'm not trying to all of a sudden compare it to, like, how people traumatize, like, hurt people type of thing. But kind of.
Well,
but you're training for a purpose.
You
got to
see.
You are kind of treating someone like shit, like you said, because you've been treated like shit, and you have to know that feeling so that you can understand what it's like to just be, no offense, like a pawn, right? Like, I mean, you're being trained to do a mission, but you're not special, like, necessarily.
Well, you're not special. They want to see that you're going to be down for your shit as well.
And you're not going to back down and turn a little ticket saying,
like,
they got to
trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes just all came from war. You know what I mean? So they all trust each other.
Yeah.
You know, they were downrange. They did what they did, right? So they all know who's real and who's not already. You know, now I'm coming in, right? Me and this other dude are coming in, and it's like, well, who the fuck are you? Or who the fuck are you? Like, you know, and then I'm a small dude, right? So I got looked at like, what the fuck is this guy gonna do? So I had to, like, be better than what they already expected.
Yeah,
so
you had to get bigger and shit.
I had to, like, I was always, like, physically fit and this and that. Like, I had no, like, trouble in that shit, right? But they would test me. Like, man, go pick up that fucking 240-pound dude. Like, do a fireman's carry. Can you pick him up? Like, if he's in a firefight, take him from here to there. And I fucking do it, you know? And I had to earn their respect. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, like, fuck yeah, was he heavy? Fuck yeah, he was. Right. You know what I mean? Like, but you had to do shit like that to earn the trust. You know? So once I earned everybody's trust, it was like, these dudes that were new, I'd have a pen and a notepad just like you, right? Nobody told me to do this. I would just go, and when I would do it, I would sit there, and I'd, like, everything that they would tell me, I'd fucking write it down. I'd pay attention, boom, 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 and these dudes, the sergeants and stuff, staff sergeants, team leaders and stuff, they would see it, and they would be like, damn, dude, like, if we were to go down range right now, the only fucking dude that we would want to take is you. Like, at the time I was a PFC, they're like, private first class slot. Why? Because look at, what are you fucking dudes doing? Like, look at him. Like, nobody told him to bring a pen and a pad. He's just on game about it, you know? And I was, dude. Like, it was a thing that I wanted to, like, have their respect. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because when I saw them, bro, like, walking in and, like, they're, like, it was just fucking gangster to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they had their combat patch on their fucking uniform, and me not having one and seeing, like, what schools they've been to, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck, dude, that's hard. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking bad. So I was always like, I would always try to even beat them at their own shit. You know what I mean? I'd go home, do this, do that. But at the same time, dude, like, I was a kid in Kansas, and the distractions out there were like, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted a party too. And these dudes were fucking partiers, bro. When they came back home, they partied hard.
I bet.
You know, like, let's go fucking drink. Let's go do this.
Like, I bet.
So that was hard too. You know, the adjustment at 19 years old, going into the military, now you're cool with these dudes, you know, that just came back, and now they're treating you like a brother, you know, and this and that, and you go out, dude, and I think that was, like, the mistake, right? Like, losing focus of your shit, right?
It's also you're part of something,
though. Yeah, but I think that's why, like, some athletes, you know, like, the whole Mamba mentality thing, right? That's why some people make it big time, and some people just don't. You know what I mean? Because I could have easily been like, fuck that. Like, I don't want to do that, right? But when you see it in front of you and you're like, fuck, let's go drink. It's cool to wake up hungover and go on a fucking 6-mile run or like a 8-mile ruck. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Like, it's whatever, right? Like, you're a cool guy, right? That was my problem. I should have been not the cool guy, and I should have been the dude that was still trying to put that work in to get.
Right.
I had goals, you know what I mean, while I was in the military. And, you know, a lot of my dudes a lot of sergeants, a lot of my dudes, they were always like, hey, Carlos, you need to do this. Unfortunately, again, I was in Fort Riley, so we didn't have chances to go to a lot of schools, like Sapper School, Aerosol School, you know, shit like that, right? Like, these special courses to, like, go to, right? We didn't get those opportunities, right? Because it was just, like, we're smaller base, right? Like, so they don't really give a fuck about Fort Riley because we're in the fucking middle of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, like, it was cool. The military was cool, but it changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of those things now that I see, like, the dudes that are going in, and I'm just like, fuck, you know? And a lot of these dudes are like, oh, yeah, we're getting deployed. You know, I had I had somebody tell me that. They knew somebody that was getting deployed to I don't even want to make it. It was somewhere where it just it made no sense to me. And I'm like, they were scared, right? I get it, you know? As a parent or whatever, you're, like, scared, right? When you're – I'm just like, they're going to be okay. Like, they'll be all right. They're not going anywhere crazy, you know? I'm like, so –
What do you mean? Because, like, they're not really getting deployed for war.
I mean, they're getting deployed. They're getting
deployed to go, like, be somewhere for now. In case something pops off.
I think the correct term is, like, called, like, it's like a soft deployment. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, now, like, I mean, supposedly nobody is in Iraq and Afghanistan anymore, right? Because we withdrew, right? So it's not like you had to worry about it when the shit was, like, really going down, you know? Yeah. And even at my time, like... Huh. I deployed 2012 through 2013. I was RC East. Shout out to RCP 44. Those are my dudes right there. I was an RC East Highway 1. It was notorious for IEDs, and that's what we did. That's what I did. That was my job. I looked for IEDs. I was a dismount, right? I carried a Goldie and a Thor at the time, right? A Goldie is like a machine, like a little wand thing that looks for wire, command wire that leads up to a bomb. And a Thor is a backpack that jams out these signals, right? So that they can't call in a bomb on you and stuff, right? So...
What the fuck, bro? There's so much to unpack right there, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was military crazy. Military shit. So, you know, okay, so you right now, you kind of said something, the whole Thor and all that stuff. What was I saying before that? Because you know what I do.
The Thor.
Yeah.
The Thor is like the thing that like can send out frequencies allow frequencies to... To set off a bomb.
Yeah. So it's a backpack, right? And it's like a it just jams out signals.
And what does it do to you carrying it?
Fuck, I don't know.
Fucking signals all through your skin and your organs. And just
maybe. But you don't think about that shit when you're there.
Because if it won't allow you to like hit a remote like normal, what the fuck is that? That's weird.
Yeah, no. It would jam out signals. That's what the machine would do.
That's cool though.
Yeah, it was cool.
What'd you call it?
A Thor. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what the acronym is for it, but if you looked it up, I'm sure you could fucking find it.
Whoa.
But, yeah, so...
Is it made by Raytheon?
Fuck. Who knows? Shit like that? Maybe by Elon Musk. Maybe Tesla. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's electric then. It's electric.
I mean, it was a whole fucking...
It's battery.
It was battery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, so... So then we get to Afghanistan, right? Boom. 2012, 2013. That's when I deployed. That's what I did. I was a dismount, and when we were there, dude, like it was crazy. You know what I mean? It wasn't what I expected from the gate. You know, as soon as we landed in Afghanistan, you land in Bagram, you go get all your gear, you do all this stuff, right? And then after that, 2 weeks out, you like go to your actual FOB. We were FOB airborne, right? When we're getting to fucking FOB airborne, dude, you're riding on a fucking Chinook landing down.
Okay.
We got shots taken at us as we're fucking landing down our FOB. And it was crazy, right? Because I'm just like, this is fucking surreal. Like, I didn't expect it to be, like, boom, right then and there, right? That's and then crazy, we get there, right? We get into our little, like, hutches and shit, like, and stuff. And after a week, we start doing left seat, right seat, where that unit that was there that we're replacing, they start teaching our leadership, like, they go out with them and they start teaching them, this is what route is hot, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And then little by little... like dismounts and more people start going out on missions, right? So the first time I ever went out on mission, like my very first time that I had to like get out of a vehicle, right? And like set foot outside of this FOB, right? Because inside the FOB, like you feel pretty well protected. Even though in the middle of the night, there's fucking mortars coming in and your alarm is going off and you have to go hit a bunker, right? Because you don't know where the fuck this thing is going to land. Yeah, dude, it was that. Those were like shitty nights when you're like trying to sleep and all of a sudden you're woo. You have to fucking run to a bunker and get in there.
Everyone?
Everyone. Because you don't know where the fuck it was going to land. right? Like it was crazy.
Would you just fuck it?
Because no, fuck no, fuck no. It. You had to fucking. I mean, I guess you could say fuck it.
The odds are low. What are the odds it's gonna hit me?
Well, dude, some dude that I don't know.
When
guess
there's like thousands being shot off, it's like fuck your odds.
So check. So check this out. This is a true story. Fuck, okay. Bro. What the
fuck is this?
And shout out to my medic Lloyd. Some dude actually got hit with the shrapnel from a mortar.
Shit.
It fucking all of his shit fucking gone, dude. Everything like the inside of it hit him, and that was that. You know what I mean? So it was kind of crazy, man. But anyways, damn, the first time that I set foot on Afghanistan, like me getting off of a fucking armored vehicle, I think I was in the Buffalo at the time. I think that's what I was dismounting out of. It was fucking so surreal, dude. As soon as I took that first step out, I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, this is stupid. I should have never done this. Like it was fucking crazy.
Your stomach is just turning, huh?
You're
just
my asshole was inside my throat. Like, it was bad, right? And I'm just like, fuck, dude, this is crazy.
Don't you think everyone's kind of like that at the beginning, though?
Maybe, but that was mine. Like, that was my experience,
yeah.
Right?
Because right.
We're gonna walk through a village. We're gonna dismount through a village.
Yeah, yeah.
There's ladies with their shit all covered up, and they're like, "Oh, if you some dudes dress up like ladies, and they have bombs strapped up to them."
Fuck, like, come bro. Up.
And then you see kids and boy, like men, walking around with AK-47s right around you, and they're like, "If it's not a threat, you can't do anything." And I'm like, "Fuck, dude, this is crazy! Like this dude just walking around with an AK-47.
Sounds like a threat.
Right next to you.
Nope.
No, right next to you. Like legit. Like, and you're just like, fuck this. So everything was a threat to me, right? A piece of trash. For everybody that did route clearance, when you first see that big piece of trash, you're just like, fuck, dude, that's a bomb.
Fuck,
that's a bomb, right? Like, boom, this is a bomb, that's a bomb. So I had to get used to the whole terrain and everything before I was like, fuck, like, you get used to it, you get comfortable, you start learning everything, you know? It was crazy, you know? It wasn't until, like, I think, like, 3 months, 2.5 months into my deployment that I started getting, like, comfortable, and I was just like, all right, like, you know what's what. You know, you go on these routes so much, and you see this, and you see that, and this and that. So it was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, the whole adapting to that lifestyle and doing all that shit for, like, a year and stuff, it was crazy, you know?
I bet.
It was a whole different ball game, you know? Shit that I wish that everybody would go through. I wish that, like, you would go through it. I wish that everybody would have to go through it. That way you could see, like, what it is to be somewhere and risk. Because, like, right now, like, we're not together, right? Like, all of us. Everybody's against everybody, right? Yeah. But if you were, like, you heard the conversation that I had with my buddy not too long ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you see the camaraderie that we have, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wish everybody was like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if everybody had one deployment in their life, you
for
would
sure.
see, like, what it's really about. Because, you at that point, you don't give a fuck about yourself.
I kind of used to think that about jail, but then it's like, I don't want anyone to go to jail. It's like, sounds like what you're describing is just like a glorified prisoner. Like, you were a glorified prisoner, one that's like taxpayer dollars paid for.
Right,
people in jail, they get paid for by taxpayer dollars. But you get, like, cool shit like a Thor backpack that shoots off frequencies and shit that protects you.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. You should have seen some of the vehicles that we had, like Huskies and shit, with like these, the way that they were like built a V-shape. So if they ran over a bomb, these vehicles were meant to get hit. So somebody's driving this vehicle hella slow, right? When you're on wrong clearance, the fastest you go is like fucking 2-3 miles per hour, 5 miles per hour.
So you guys got these badass Humvees, and you're just like,
no, not Humvees, dude.
Just going off.
No, Humvees. You're talking RG-31s, Buffaloes.
Don't know what the fuck that is.
Huskies. You could look them up, but these vehicles are meant to get hit, right?
Okay.
So at the bottom, they're built like a V. So if you go over it, right, when it blows up into pieces, but it takes away the shockwave. It cuts the shockwave.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it was crazy, bro. Seeing one of your homies getting blown up. Like, you're, like, ready to dismount them. Boom. You just see fucking boom. You're like, fuck, is Bevan okay? You know what I mean? Shout out to Bevan. Bevan was our dude up in the front, fucking trying to scan everything before we would get off. And sometimes he wouldn't find us, so we'd just get the fuck off, right? But Imagine being that motherfucker. Being at the very front of an RCP, right? Yeah.
And what if you gotta take a shit in this moment?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
You just shit your pants. I don't know. Did it happen? It would happen, huh? What if I need a... You gotta go pee-pee? Yeah. We could finish, because it's been like an hour and a half.
Let's finish that.
And I gotta eat, and I gotta hang out with my wife, and I gotta
paint. Okay, so what do we gotta do?
Whatever you want.
How do we finish this?
However you want.
Well, I'm gonna finish this like this, okay? So... next time we'll come back on, we'll do something where we talk about more in depth about, you know, my tour and stuff, if you want to. I want to say thank you, man. Like, thanks for this experience. This was fucking awesome. It was cool. I never thought that I'd like do something like this, and to actually like do it, sit down with you and stuff. I like it. It's cool, you know. Although some we spaced off, I think like two or three times,
but I like your shit. Yeah. I like your story. I like hearing other people's stories. I think that they're valuable. I think that's why this podcast is a thing. It helps people like find value. And there's a lot of people that also probably listen that are like you that went to the military. And there's also a lot of people that need to hear that, like you said. So that way maybe we could understand where the fuck each other is coming from.
And hopefully nobody gets mad, or hopefully we don't get nobody that's like, oh, that's just not true.
We need the butthurt people too.
Yeah, I guess. Shout out to all the haters. But the I mean, it is what it is. So, hey, I appreciate you, my man. Thank you, man. You're the man. This was awesome. All right, let's do it again.
All right.
Carlos, I appreciate the fuck out of you for coming on, my man. Good stories. Good shit we talked about. We had good conversations. We must do it again soon. Listener, I hope that you had a good time here. I hope that your ears are excited. I hope that you're eager for more, because we got more, folks. And it's coming your way. It's important to have these kind of conversations, folks. It's important to light the fire within each of us and get each other excited and passionate again about what we like and what we know and what we've done and felt and seen. And I think that without doing that, we probably don't learn a lot in this life. So be sure to have those conversations and be sure to learn from one another so we can gain more symbiotic momentum towards a better tomorrow. Find us on Instagram. At symbiosisnow.podcast. I'm of course gonna leave Carlos's information in the description also, because he has a business that we are now doing commercials for, and I think you heard it on this episode. So congratulations. We could get a round of applause. If you're sitting by yourself, just do a little golf clap. This is Tyler Colombaro signing off for this episode, and I hope to catch you on the next episode of the Symbiosis Now podcast.